News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, menopause classes for men are being rolled out in workplaces, hospitals and even at all boys' schools in the UK. So do we need to get men involved and change our approach to the change here as well? Catherine O'Keefe is a menopause coach and workplace educator and she joins us now. Catherine, why do men or boys need to know about the menopause?
Good morning, Ciara, and thanks for having me on. Look, I think when it comes to menopause, I think, Ciara, you know this yourself, education is key. And, you know, we need education for everybody. We obviously need it for women. We vitally need it for men. And we need it for the whole family unit. So to me, you know, the support and education for menopause, it's a community effort. It's spanning the workplace. It's spanning home, etc. So the education is key. And I think it's making sure that we started at a young age. I'm really for having education in the SPHE classes in secondary schools. I'd love to see that we start at that age and we start introducing. Yeah, you're not going to go into as much detail with secondary
But I suppose
students.
What advantage would there be to teaching, say, TY students, for example, boys about menopause?
I think the big thing is, say you are a TY student and the chances are that you might have, your parent or someone in your life is going through menopause. You know, let's say they're having an off day. Let's say they're having narky, you know, be narky. As a teenager, you may have no idea what's going on. But if you've opened up the conversation and you've just said, hey, listen, you know, this is part of my menopause journey, you know, just like you're in puberty, I'm in menopause, which is a reverse puberty. It normalizes the conversation. And, you know, I think that is so important. And if you bring it on even further and you say with men, let's say, for example, many women suffer with issues with libido. If a man doesn't know why that's happening, you know, he may take it personally. And, you know, that's just one example. If we take brain fog in the workplace, I mean, 80% of women struggle with brain fog at work. And that impacts in the job that they're doing. You might be in a meeting and you might have a foggy moment.
OK, and I get all of that. And that sounds kind of good. Except for what about the argument against that? That if women go in and say, oh, by the way, I'm 50 and I'm a bit foggy in the brain. People say, well, that's the end of her career or I won't be promoting her. What if you give the impression widely to people that 80% of women have brain fog in the workplace and that holds women back?
Well, I think this is where we've got to have the support, because if you have brain fog and if you have knowledge behind you, there's tons of things you can do to support yourself to help through the brain fog symptom or any other symptom that's there. But if you open it up and you get the support that you need in work, that will help you, because there's nothing worse than sitting in a meeting and kind of feeling more anxiety because you are experiencing brain fog. Whereas if you sat in a meeting and you actually know, oh, listen, this is okay, my manager knows what's going on and I know he supports me, then it's a very different experience for that person. And I think this is where, like, I'm in workplaces every single day, every seminar or webinar that I do, I'm seeing more men coming to the sessions. And that's just fantastic, because men want to be on board. They want to understand for their work colleagues and for their partners or family members. And I think this is what needs to happen, you know, and it is happening here. I think we just need more of it. More of that education needs to be part of the community.
All right. Look, thank you for talking to us about this morning. That is Catherine O'Keefe, their menopause coach and workplace educator. Let us know what you think, particularly if you're a woman. Would you be happy talking to your boss or to your colleagues about menopausal symptoms, about brain fog in specific terms? I wonder how many people would admit to that in the workplace for fear, I think, of it perhaps negatively impacting on their career, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think that there would be a certain stigma that was inevitably going to be attached to it until such time as the conversation matures. Mm. And I don't think we're quite there yet.
But 5316. No, I'd love to know what people think, how comfortable they'd be. 5316 at a cost of 30 cents.